I thought she was the cutest little thing in junior high. She didn't think I was the cutest little thing in junior high. No. See, I decided to make an all-or-nothing play for her. Yeah, I went downtown. I spent all my allowance money on this necklace for her. The finest rhinestones you've ever seen. Yeah. And then I wrote this eloquently mushy note to go with it, and I sealed them both in an envelope, which I proceeded to hand to her one day as she passed by my desk in study hall. Well, the next day she passed by my desk again, and I looked down, and there was a familiar-looking envelope with the note and the necklace in it. Ouch. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about loving God back. I'll tell you, it hurts to spend a lot on someone you care about and basically have them not care. It's a feeling Jesus Christ knows all too well. In fact, without even knowing it, you may have been responding to his love that way. That love and the response Jesus should get from us, clearly described in 1 John 4:10 and then verse 19, our word for today from the Word of God. Here's what it says. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And what a sacrifice. I mean, the sinless Son of God taking the filth of your sin and mine so we could be forgiven. God's one and only Son, the Prince of Heaven, abandoned by Father God because he was carrying your sin and mine, the one angels worship, with nails driven angrily through his hands and feet, a spear thrust into his side, absorbing your hell and mine so we would never have to go there. Amazing love. Unspeakable love. Love which demands a verdict from you and me. Will you give yourself to the man who gave his life for you? Or will you, however politely or religiously, withhold your life from him? 1 John 4:19 explains the only response worthy of the sacrifice. We love him because he first loved us. As actor-director Mel Gibson immersed himself in the suffering and crucifixion of Jesus in the preparation for his movie, The Passion of the Christ, here's how he described its impact. He said, the full horror of what Jesus suffered didn't really strike me. But when you finally see it and understand what he went through, it makes you feel not only compassion, but also a debt. You want to repay him for the enormity of his sacrifice. You want to love him in return. It's possible to appreciate Jesus' death on the cross, to respect him for doing it, even be grateful for it, and still miss the only response that really matters to him, the only response that makes what he did for you on the cross really yours. The incredible Bible verse that says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, says he did that so that, quote, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Believe? It means you grab Jesus like he's your only hope. You're abandoning every other hope you might have clung to for getting to God. You say to Jesus, I cannot resist this love any longer. Your death for me is my only hope of being forgiven and going to heaven. So Jesus, I'm giving you what you paid for. You paid for my life and my future and my eternity. Well, Jesus, I'm yours. You want that? I want to help you be sure you've got it, and that's what our website is there for. So I urge you at your first opportunity to visit there at anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Come and be sure you belong to Jesus from this day on. After all God's Son gave for you, I can assure you of this. God is never going to forget what you do with his Son.